Hey there, I'm Jandarius, and I play a mage on Earth and Wraith. You're listening to Flashcast number 10 of the Lorecast, a podcast that talks about lore and roleplay in the World of Warcraft. For more information on the Lorecast, you can visit www.lorecast.org. You can also visit their Twitter and Facebook at twitter.com/erlorecast and facebook.com/thelorecast. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the following episode.
For Noregon!
Oh, it's good to see you again. Pull up a chair by the hearth.
Hello, welcome to Flashcast 10 of the Lorecast. I'm Aerie, one of your co-hosts,
and this is Kanta.
And that's Kanta. We had to do this intro more than once.
Oh my god.
Because I couldn't stop laughing, and you can still hear it. The struggle in my voice.
We had a lot of pre-game giggles come out. A lot of different jokes going on.
He was playing with this robot toy that can vibrate on his desk, and as you can guess, it was making a lot of inappropriate noises.
To explain myself a little bit, since Ari is throwing me underneath the bus.
Yep. Oh, it was so. I had tears coming out of my eyes.
It's this little.
I had to record the intro.
It's this little robot bug thing that you could buy from like Target, Toys R Us, and whatnot, and it moves along on the desk because it has an on and off switch, which turns on the vibrations of it, and with that, it like skitters across the desk like it was a bug. So I held this up to my microphone and let it just run, and of course, Ari's mind goes dark on several thoughts, thinking I either farted.
I got inappropriate.
She got very inappropriate.
Well,
very.
At first, I genuinely thought he farted. I mean, it
go back
really
to Moonguard.
I never played on Moonguard. Don't be mean to Moonguard.
I have nothing against Moonguard.
Yeah, seriously, you've actually played on there.
I have, but still, I mean, the joke.
Joke. And no single RP server holds dominion over farts, okay? There's no fart shire out there.
Maybe.
And I'm trying not to laugh, but he held it up against the mic. And he just kind of let it run for a little while, and it genuinely did sound like somebody broke wind. Because we had been having mic issues, and then he let it skitter across the desk, which made it kind of the microphone really picked up every once in a while, so it was like little flatulent spurts. You see, you're laughing because it was funny, and I can't. I'm sorry. I need to collect myself.
So,
fart jokes are funny, guys.
Once again, this is the Lorecast.
We never stay on topic.
This is the Warcraft Roleplay Lore Podcast, and we talk about farts and robotic bugs, and my face hurts from smiling. Can I just point that out?
I can hear it. I can hear your smile.
Aww.
I'm, it's like someone's chopping onions in my room, but they're like happy onions. I probably look like I'm halfway dying right now because my eyes are so like red. Okay. Well, actually today is a part two. It's a two-parter.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yes, and we're talking about small lore or Easter eggs that you can find in your class order halls. We did six of them last time, and we're going to do the other six today. So we're going to try to get back on topic. Please, please don't bring out that robot tongue again.
It's put away.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to get like requests like, what does it sound like? And then
you could just publish the first 4 minutes of this recording and just be like, there you go, there's Ari losing it while Kanta farts into the microphone. How about you go first this time?
I had
this intro idea about being like, Lorecast brought to you by Murloc Fin Soup by Nomi.
It took her like 5 minutes to think of this, by the way.
I had to find the right, like, there's no Chef Boyardee of World of Warcraft, but maybe Nomi could be it. Maybe?
Why do you keep saying Nomi? It's Nami.
It's not N-A-M-I. It's N-O-M-I. So I'm thinking Nomi.
I think it's Nami. Jandarius is going to listen to us and be like, it's Nomi. He corrected me again. Jandarius corrects me every podcast.
So you're sitting here like, what am I going to screw up on? What am I going to screw up on?
Every single podcast he corrects me on. Like last podcast, he said, it's Acherus. I'm like, dude, I hear this every time I say Acherus. Everyone corrects me and says it's Acherus. It's Acherus.
Tomato, tomato.
I'm Jander. Stop it.
Stop He's listening.
It. He
He's
is.
Going to be listening.
The funny thing is, too, like, we just recently started using a different recording program. Well, not recording program, but hosting program. And I could see him in the chat above. And it's just, like, foreboding and everything.
He's looming.
It's very.
He's waiting.
Absolutely. So.
Well, here, we could actually get started. How about I kick it off?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about priests.
Sounds
so
good.
I guess we talked a little bit about our personal background with some of these classes. We tried to choose the classes that we have played before. So I actually played a priest as holy in vanilla. So I leveled her as a healer, and I just remember running Nomuragon again and again and again. And again.
Good old Nomuragon.
Oh, I knew that place like the back of my hand. And not even the shortcut route. I knew the full route of Nomuragon.
Now, did you know Nomuragon before it got redone? Is that what you're saying? Or
oh, yeah. This is vanilla. Done? This okay. is vanilla Nomuragon.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, the new one I actually don't know as well. So anyways, we're going to talk about priests. So the class order hall for the priests is called the Netherlight Temple. And whenever you complete the class campaign, you become the high priest. But I didn't really want to talk about the campaign as much as one of the NPCs that was in there. So I actually didn't realize this guy was there until I was doing world quests, and he was totally the bodyguard of a priest whom was questing in the same zone as me. And I kind of had this fangirl moment of, oh my gosh, there he is. So if this guy had a resume, it would be 40 pages long. He's been very involved with all things light wielding for a very long time. So he started off as a human. Today in the game, you'll find him as a Forsaken. Alanzas Foul. Full Foul. Jandarius, you have fun with that one. Go ahead. All right, but let's go through this guy's resume. So dating back to the First War, he was the head of the Holy Order of Northshire Clerics. That's even might even be past the First War, but just around that time, about 30 years ago. And then around the Second War, he was the Archbishop of the Church of the Holy Light. He also helped found the Knights of the Silver Hand with a certain apprentice of his named Uther the Lightbringer.
Uther!
He also was the one who led the ceremony that inducted a certain Arthas Menethil into the Silver Hand. And he was one of four jurors in Strathrom who exiled Tirin Fordring from the Silver Hand after he admitted that he actually had assisted an orc. Also known as Eotrig.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. No, this guy just, he was a major, major dude. So like many other light wielders in the Third War, he presumably died, but he later was raised and regained, obviously, his consciousness, his soul, his autonomy. So he's been active since then. You know, he clearly could have retired. He's already been doing a lot of things for several decades, but he uncovered the truth about Bishop Farthing being an agent of the Twilight's Hammer. And he since then has been making a lot of close bonds with Moira and Valen, and retaking the Netherlight Temple. So he's still out there. Alanzas Foul dates back for forever when it comes to being a priest. And I got to give this guy sort of a round of applause or just a little hand here because this guy just doesn't quit.
That's pretty cool.
In his own life, he's continuing to do everything he can. He's just a Forsaken priest. And yes, Forsaken priests can wield the light. It's a little bit harder for them.
It just hurts them a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a little bit different in his death as opposed to his life, but he's still at it. So good job, dude.
Good job, bro.
All right. Yeah, so right. he's in Netherlight Temple. He's just a big deal, but I decided to talk about him because nearly all these things didn't happen in this actual game. And you'll see a trend because I found somebody else like that to talk about where all of his accomplishments never happened in the World of Warcraft game.
That's pretty awesome. That's a long time character now.
Yes, exactly. He's got a 40-year long resume.
The only person I could really think that might be longer than him as an active character is really Khadgar.
Or Valen, but Valen doesn't count.
No, I mean, but active in, like, the Warcraft 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yes, because Valen only appeared recently. Yeah, in the actual Warcraft 1, 2, and 3 games. I think Khadgar, possibly Jaina, but no, Khadgar was around before Jaina.
Yeah, Khadgar made an appearance in Warcraft 1 and 2.
Yeah, and if Medivh hadn't died, I would say Medivh, so...
Jaina didn't appear to Warcraft 3.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Well, we are not talking about Khadgar. He's not appearing in these particular places. But he's got some other stuff.
Funny enough, we are going to talk about mages briefly.
Yes. Do you want to pick up that one?
Absolutely. So one of the things with mages, actually, is your main hall is the Hall of the Guardian. And going back to the idea of Medivh was a guardian, but not only the only guardian for that matter. You know, there was a guardian before him, the first guardian, everything like that. And I believe he actually takes place in, he goes into your staff as Arcane Mage, if I remember correctly. But moving on from that, I actually want to talk about a comic character that makes an appearance in the Mage Hall. His name is Meryl Fellstorm. And he actually is probably one of the first, I guess you would say Forsaken, but he's just undead. He's not considered Forsaken because he wasn't brought up as an as a Forsaken. I think what his story was is he was injured during the Troll Wars and used his magic just to keep himself alive and ended up as an undead. But he makes an appearance.
I remember this guy.
Yes. You probably read it from the comics I gave you.
Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah.
So he's a really interesting character. And he actually, his story continues on in the Legion quest lines in the Violet Hold. The Dreadlord that he kind of took in and imprisoned him himself. He kind of goes on from there and you work to save him. But Meryl Fellstorm is probably one of like the biggest, more so comic book character that I could find in the Mage Hall. Very interesting character. Obviously, read the comic books because you would have no idea of the whole backstory that he has. You know, of his how he became an undead, how he actually trained Medan. Believe it or not,
He goes super far back, and he's got his moments of being like a grumpy Gandalf.
Yep.
But he's otherwise a pretty good guy.
He was also one of the first members of the original Council of Tirisfal. That was banished centuries ago.
So he's a wealth of information. He's just a walking history book.
Yep. Pretty much exactly that. He is a very cool character. To go back to the mage stuff briefly, because I forgot to say that the affiliation with all that is Terra's Guard, and your title, I believe, is just Archmage, which is really cool. So, yay!
I know a lot of role players who've been looking forward to a title like that for a really long time.
A lot. Almost too many, honestly. That title is thrown around like candy at a candy store.
Well, now a lot of people who've worked towards that in their role play, whether they've written the stories to it or maybe emerged on the scene as an Archmage, can now have that title.
Yeah.
Gotta complete your class campaign first, though.
Yeah, it's still pretty cool, so.
Yep. Alrighty, I guess are we ready for Shaman?
I think we're ready for Shaman. I'm ready Shaman. As a person who has a Shaman, I'm ready for Shaman. Bring it on!
Yeah, you forgot to mention, you used to play a gnome mage, and he was senile.
Yep.
Oh, man, Tau. He was so fun.
Tau Frostcopper.
I played a shaman, also back in vanilla. I leveled her all the way to level 40-something. She was my first character that had a mount, so I had a wolf mount at level 40, which was the level that you got regular mounts back then.
Which is why she really wants a wolf mount for Alliance.
Yeah, the Corcron wolf mount and Garn, the howler, really super made me happy because I could finally ride wolves again.
Exactly.
Because I pretty much main Alliance these days. Mm-hmm. But back then, I mained Horde. And then I rolled a paladin and
traitor.
I just fell in love. Oh, I know, right? Okay, so shamans. It is in the heart of Azeroth, the maelstrom, basically, which is the heart of Azeroth.
Yeah.
Her title is Farseer. And first fun little random trivia, because I was looking at the different characters who are in there, and there's a funny thing, probably just a coincidence. The Mojo Doctor Zintar, he's a troll shaman. apparently first appeared in the WoW trading game in the Servants of the Betrayer pack as a female.
Really?
Yes, he's a male these days. Now, not sure if this is the same person or if it's a super common troll last name.
Huh.
So they, I mean, for all we know, brother, sister, or Blizzard just recycled the name and totally, you know, just didn't communicate with the people doing the trading card game. And, or he's a gender bender. I don't know, but I thought that was kind of funny. But the actual person I wanted to talk about is, again, a very decorated character who you wouldn't know was very decorated because he didn't really appear in World of Warcraft until now. He has appeared in the comics. He has also appeared in the novels. His name is Rhaegar Earthfury.
Is it Rhaegar?
Rhaegar?
It might be.
Let's go with Rhaegar. Jandarius? He's not answering. he's going to love this, by the way.
Yes, he will.
Rhaegar? We're going to go with Rhaegar. R-E-H-G-A-R Earthfury. Rhaegar. He is an elemental. He's an elemental orc shaman. He was actually born on Draenor, now known as Outland. So he's from our timeline, born on Draenor. You can imagine that he's quite old now, at least as far as orcs go. He's one of the few surviving members of the Earthen Ring. He was one of Thrall's advisors back when he was Warchief. And when Varian Wrynn was a gladiator, he was his slave master.
Mm-hmm.
He effectively owned him. He eventually became part of the new Council of Tearsfall at Thrall's request. He was representing elemental magic. And again, if you don't know all of this stuff, because he's just been a major player in all this, he's been only in the comics and novels. But if you are a shaman, Legion marks the first time as a player character where you can interact with him. You actually go on a quest with him. So when it comes to elemental stuff and shamans, this is the guy to talk to. He's been around forever. Thrall completely trusted him. And he, very, very brief time, owned the former King of Stormwind.
Before he knew who he was. And
yeah, he didn't know who he was. Varian had amnesia. Rhaegar stumbled on him. And
I believe
he's Rhaegar, like, wow.
I believe Rhaegar was the one who gave Varian the title Logash as well.
He might actually have been. That part I maybe should have dug a little deeper into, but he recognized that something was different about Varian right away. This guy fought a crocolisk barehanded and won. Yeah.
That's why he took him on as one of his fighters, too. Along with, I think it was Valyra and Brol Beermantle.
Those are two other comic characters that Rhaegar really spent a long time
now
with.
In the game, however.
Not in the game or now in the game?
Now in the game.
Yeah, but Brol definitely is. I saw
him. Valyra is part of the Rogue Class Hall, which I'll go in shortly myself.
Is she wearing her... Does she have pants?
Yes, she is. No, she's not wearing pants.
Good. Yeah, she has no pants.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that part.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look for Rhaegar in the shaman area. Have fun talking to that guy. He's probably a trove of shaman information.
Oh, yeah.
He has been everywhere.
One of the cool things about Rhaegar, too, is they actually brought him to Heroes of the Storm as a character. So he's playable in that, and his artwork and model looks really amazing for that game. So
good. He's getting some more of the recognition he deserves, because
yeah.
Like with Alanzas Fowl, you know, he founded so much stuff, so I feel like, you know, light characters kind of have an easier time of being noticed. So
yeah. Rhaegar, good. Funny enough, is the one character I bought of the old DC World of Warcraft figures when they were in circulation. So I have, a Rhaegar sitting in my my counter over there.
Does he look good?
He looks awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, he's also kind of a
badass.
Kind of a BAMF. Yeah, he really is.
Now, what's BAMF stand for, Ari?
I'm trying not to swear. I'm trying.
So
you can't trap me.
So going on to the next class hall, we have the Hall of Shadows. Ooh.
I thought you were going to say the Hall of Shame.
Shame. I don't have a bell.
Okay, shame bell. Okay, Hall of Shadows.
Hall of Shadows, organized by the Uncrowned, and your title is the Master Assassin. Now, one of the things that I do know about the Rogue Hall, because I briefly have played on my Blood Elf Rogue, is I don't know how true this is, but Blizzard teased at the idea when they first did the Underbelly that you would be able to pickpocket other rogues. And that's a pretty cool task. So I really like the idea of that. Other than that, I mean, this is a little bit of a rogue class hall spoiler, but it's also one of the first things you do as a rogue. You actually find out that Vanessa Van Cleef is well and alive, and she wants to be leader of the rogue class hall. She actually tries to kill every single member of the rogue class hall to become it, and you actually fight her off, and you invite her in rather than killing her. So that's one of the things I really enjoyed, because it shows a lot of stuff that happened previously with Vanessa Van Cleef was all just smoke and illusions that we are hallucinating the entire time. I don't know how you feel about that.
It kind of feels a little M. Night Shyamalan-ish, you know.
It does, honestly. She
was alive this whole time instead of he was dead this whole time kind of thing.
Also,
but if someone could pull it off, it could be her.
Yeah. Also, the Rogue Class Hall has four different entrances. Four, because it's all in the underbelly. You could go to.
That feels appropriate, actually.
Yeah, I love it. I honestly, a lot of people didn't like the idea of the Rogue Class Hall being on the underbelly. They wanted it to be in Ravenholt and South Shore area, but they did a really great job making it look perfectly roguish, which is great, honestly. And it has every shady-looking character down there, from Madame Gosu, who is part of the black market, that you're able to see, like, everything that's going down in the black market. Grifta is back in there.
And a certain princess from Gilneas is down
there. Yes, Tess. She's part of the main order. She's actually one of the more notable people that are there, that stand around in the circle with Ravenholt and Tethys and Naggenfager. Well, Naggenfager isn't there, but he's sitting on a giant pile of gold. So you have that.
Also appropriate. Yeah, I felt it important to point out that Tess is there because she is the crowned princess of Gilneas. Should something happen to her father, who, you know, was in a lot of big battles recently where another king died. He's also in his 70s. He also goes up against Sylvanas personally in Stormheim. I'm just thinking to myself, knowing now that she's in the Uncrowned.
Yeah.
And she's doing this.
Yeah.
But what if something happens to her father and she has to take over? Where does this go?
I mean, I'm sure she'll happily take over if need be. The Greymen seem very well prepared for anything, for that matter.
Speaking of being prepared.
Oh my God, you would segue with that.
We have to talk about Demon Hunters. I should have said that. Thank you. Oh, it's perfect. Okay, so Demon Hunters. Are you ready? Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Kanta is prepared.
Ah, shut up.
The demon. Oh. I'm fine. I wanted to see what you do. Laughing is about normal for him. So, okay. So, Demon Hunters. They are. Their class hall is called the Failhammer. And I'm just flashing back to Dark Forces Star Wars stuff, but I know it wasn't called the Failhammer. The title is Slayer. And actually, going to talk about the two NPCs that everybody always has a question about. You can always tell when someone is in the middle of the starting quest when they go, hey guys, should I choose Karin Sunfury or Eltris the Sufferer? And we really don't have too much information on them just yet. But we do have some history on Eltris the Sufferer. So maybe this will help in a couple people's decision making. So he actually originally appears in the Burning Crusade. He's in Outland. He was brought there by Illidan Stormrage with a bunch of other demon hunters. But he didn't like the direction that Illidan was going in. He kind of decided that Illidan had become the very thing that he was sworn to fight against. So he went to Western Negrand and pretty much made plans against the Burning Legion. He kind of founded his own little sect of Illidari. Akama actually thought that he was doing a great job of it and kind of approved of what he was doing. But just like a lot of other demon hunters in Negrand, he was captured by the Wardens and imprisoned. They didn't really care if he had affiliation with Illidan or not. He was a heretic, just along with everyone else. So, of course, he pops out and you find out that, you know, if you choose him as your second command follower, he's still feeling that Illidan is not on the right path. So that's Eltris the Sufferer. Kind of a little background on him there. Maybe that'll help a little bit in your choice making. Now, Karin Sunfury actually is totally in line with Illidan, always has been. Very loyal soldier, one of the most trusted lieutenants that he had. honorable, fearless guy. So pretty much if you choose him, you're basically saying everything that Illidan has done, I completely 1000% agree with, and I'm going to follow the betrayer, and we're going to save Azeroth. So just keep that in mind. One funny thing, though, if, let's see. If the player chooses Cairn as their second in command, they later go on to recruit the Shade of Akama. If the player chooses Alteris, they instead recruit Akama himself. So just a heads up. One, I'm actually reading this off of Wildpedia, but I thought this was important to put out there.
That's
if you, depending on who you choose, you get a different version of Akama.
That's really the only difference there is in choosing who you want of Cain or Altrius. That's the only major choice is who you get as followers. There's
so
really
far,
no storyline impact.
Yeah, I'm just saying so far, just in case they have something planned with that. I mean, Illidan is obviously MIA at this moment, and according to some quests, if you're doing it, he's straight up dead, I'm being told, in the quests I'm completing right now.
Yeah, it depends on how far along you are with the story, but I mean, I think he was dead at one point, or is dead. Obviously, though, he's part demon, and what happens to demons when killed on Azeroth? They stick around, so I think that's pretty well known at this point.
Yeah, we know that Illidan, they would not have spent this time bringing him back and using him in all this marketing just to have him be offed in the first cinematic.
No, so. Not at all. So, but
and that actually, does that cinch it up? Or no, you have one more.
I have one more. I have the you warrior do. Class hall.
Alrighty.
Yeah, warrior dad, as everyone warrior loves dad. To call him. I don't.
Is it really
I
everyone?
I think it's a
or
stupid
just,
nickname, but
is it just us or is it everybody?
I think it's
him
everyone, but
dad?
I think it's a stupid nickname.
Should we talk about what it means? Like the warrior dad, just induct new people. Into
no,
this?
I'm not going into that because it's a stupid nickname.
Odin is warrior dad. He's the dad that warriors deserve and always wanted.
No, not at all. All right. So one of the things, the warrior class hall is Skyhold, and also kind of looks like Halls of Valor because it's essentially Halls of Valor. Obviously, the leader is Keeper Odin. Warrior dad.
You hate that so much.
I hate it. I think it's such a stupid nickname, but everyone loves it. So your title is the Sky Lord. It's located in Stormheim, technically. And one of the things that is kind of odd about Stormheim, or I'm sorry, Skyhold, is obviously, you know, it's for famous warriors, you know, who die and go there. But oddly enough, there's both warriors that are alive and dead there. Some of them being like Jared Shadowsong, who we know is alive and well, you know. We know that, you know, Darius Crowley is alive and well. And then there's people like Nazgrim, who has been recently raised as a horseman. And Brock Sagar is there, Ogrim Doomhammer. But there's one person there, however, that just recently died that makes no appearance whatsoever. Alive or dead. Varian isn't there. Varian's a great warrior. But where's Varian? Something happened, and it's actually sparking a lot of speculation on the WoW Reddit, and this is the one I wanted to save for last, because even though, you know, we kind of see Varian gets kind of liquefied for the most part, why isn't he in the warrior class hall? Because he's probably one of Azeroth's greatest warriors, aside from the player character, but keep that in mind. It's a little bit of a good speculation right now, and I'm sure if you Google it or look onto the WoW Reddit, you can find something about it.
That's intriguing in kind of a scary way.
Yeah. So.
And I'm sure Warrior Dad would be more than happy to have someone like Varian Wrynn in his hall.
Yeah.
I had to say Warrior Dad just for you one more time.
I hate you.
Warrior hate Dad. You. More you oh, and you enter the Skyhold by basically jumping?
Yep. When you want to go somewhere, you could jump down.
Yeah, you just power squat your way straight up to this hole. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's very odd that Varian isn't there. But that's I'll leave it at that. That's my little thing about the Warrior Hall is the people that are missing rather than the people who are there.
I hope for Anduin's sake that Varian's not going to show up as some secret dreadlord or, you know, just corrupted thing. Anduin, any sort of father figure or mother figure or mentor has either died or transformed into something unrecognizable. This poor kid, he needs a break.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. Well, I guess this is the new king's trial. Okay, so I think now we're done. We're ready for the actual lore challenge.
Yes, we are. And we have something different this week, right?
Yes, we do have something a little different this week, but first things first, we're actually going to talk about last week's. So for the Flashcast 9 lore challenge, the question was, what Tauren came to High Mountain's aid in the beta, but this storyline was removed for release? And the answer, which was correct by Silek, is Bane.
Yeah, Silek!
Bane Bloodhoof came to High Mountain's aid. He actually pledged fealty to the High Mountain leader. This was only in beta. It was removed for release. And kind of curious as to why. They seem to be really the one tribe of Tauren, friendly Tauren, that do not seem to appear. But perhaps he's a little busy.
I wonder if that'll be a future quest line that we'll see.
Maybe. It really would be nice to see the current Tauren in the game interact with this whole tribe of Tauren that have been sort of isolated for quite some time.
I would like
to see. So, well done. Okay, so here's this lore challenge, and yes, this one's different. It's a picture.
It's a picture?
So it's a picture. So go look at it. Go to lorecast.org/FC110. Sorry, FC10. Flashcast 10, right there on the front page. Check it out. Go there. Scroll down to the bottom. I posted a picture. It's a screen cap of a scene. And we want you to tell us, who are these characters? And what is this scene from? Also, for a bonus, throw some famous quotes from it, because there are some pretty fun quotes that come out of this particular scene.
And also, if you don't know anything, you could just throw in a joke, and whoever gets a funny thing will get like half a point.
Yeah, actually, that could be super fun. So yeah, we can also do a caption this contest. Go ahead, caption this picture, guys.
I think getting the proper quote will be worth the full point, but if you do something funny as well, I think it's worth at least half a point, honestly.
It's worth a half a point.
Or at least, like, a reference that you made us giggle when we read it.
Welcome to Whose Quote Is It Anyway? Where the fun is fun and the lines don't matter.
Points don't matter. Because you won't get points remember. If we don't decide that. So,
So in the future, actually, Kent and I would like to host more games on the show. One thing we came up with was just Two Truths and a Lie, which is a fun way for Kent and I to kind of test each other and kind of maybe hopefully trip each other up on the air, because we're not allowed to look up anything. So Two Truths and a Lie, I would come up with three lore things. Two are true. One is made up.
I'm going to have fun with this because I know a lot of lore.
Uh-huh. So it could be really fun. We'll do that as well. And Kanta and I, to be fair, will keep score for us as well. We'd also would love to answer more lore questions, so you guys can send those in. So just keep an eye out for that stuff in the future. But I think we're all done. We're ready to start our long 5-minute long goodbye that we always have at the end of every episode.
You mean like the 5-minute long time it took for us to like settle down our giggles and decide to record?
Don't bring up the robot.
The robot.
The robot bug.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you're grinning because you're picking it up right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Put it back down on the desk.
I'm not touching it.
Put it on the desk.
I'm nodding.
Put it down. Throw it away.
It's on my 76 statue.
We're all dads now.
Shut up!
You hate dad jokes so much.
Speaking of 76, something to bring up. Metzen is retiring.
Yeah, here we are. Our first podcast we're recording after this major announcement. Chris Metzen, father of lore.
I would say, you know, he had a lot of impact on Warcraft, StarCraft, Overwatch especially.
Yeah, Overwatch Soldier 76 this character apparently was a character that he had come up with, I think, in the 90s.
Yeah.
Finally came to fruition.
I'm so happy for Metzen. Honestly, he got a lot of crap for everything he did with Thrall, but honestly, you know, Metzen is an awesome guy, and I think without him, we wouldn't have the Warcraft that we know and love today.
Exactly. So for all the crap we gave you over the years, Metzen, still humongous, humongous thank you for all your contributions to a story and a game that we clearly love so much that we make a podcast about it. And it is so fun to play in it
and
every day.
And thank you for stepping up to the plate for voice acting when no one else would.
Yes, that too. And you know, here's a fun thing. I've known so many of the characters he's voiced over the years. I actually did not know until recently that he was Varian Wrynn.
You didn't?
I did not. No, I just didn't look up the voice actor for Varian. I just, for some reason, just didn't feel the need. And it didn't have the trademark Metzen in it that's as clear as other characters. So I think he just wasn't tipped off to it.
He sounds more like himself as Varian than anyone else.
Then maybe that's it. Maybe I've just not watched enough videos of just Metzen talking like a normal person. I'm just used to him talking like an orc, you know? when I found out, I was like, wow, you know, he's really... He's really changed. He's no longer. I just think of like the growly dragons and orcs that he did in vanilla, you know. And I think that's kind of etched in my mind. So he's come a long way in his voice acting as well.
He said he's still going to do voice acting for Thrall.
Thrall is retired, not dead.
Yeah. Well, he said for stuff that's going to happen for Thrall, he wants to be there and voice act Thrall still. So even though he is retiring for the most part to take care of his family, I think his wife just had another kid. Which is one of the reasons why he's retiring. He wants to still play Thrall and be there present with Blizzard when Thrall becomes present in the storyline again. So I think that's cool.
Maybe that'll happen whenever Jaina appears again. Bringing up Jaina.
Jaina part 3, right now.
We can't do a part 3 until she reappears. She's MIA.
Maybe she'll stay MIA.
That would actually be super disappointing.
That would be.
Yeah, please.
Wouldn't it be the first time, though?
Like a character just basically gets lost. That's technically what happened to Tyrallian and Illyria. They just kind of.
Well, that's getting resolved.
Complete your class campaign quests and
yes,
have some fun.
Yes, please do. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the Lorecast listeners, that has been our 5-minute goodbye. I think it was more like three.
Should we stretch this?
No, there's no need.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you enjoyed these little Easter eggs and lore things that we found inside the class halls. Enjoy the game. Patch 7.1 is coming soon, and raids are opening up next week.
They're already open.
It's already this week. Holy moly. I lost a week of time. What Mythic Keystones are here.
Emerald Nightmare is open. So... You can't do Raid Finder yet, but it is open.
That's okay. Raid Finder, I believe, opens up next week.
Yes.
They always wait. They let the actual raiders kind of sink their teeth into new content.
And the PvP season has begun too, but you've been able to PvP since Legion hit, honestly.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
Get your prestige levels.
If you're an RP PvPer, and that's our token trip over our words moment.
Our PvPer.
Peter Piper picked a peck of
pickled guys.
See, you can say that. Can't say PvP. Worth crap.
Our PvPer.
Alrighty, we're done. Thank you for listening.
I'm signing off. I'm Kanta.
I'm Ari.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.